conservative and liberal brains. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big science story this week was the report that attempted to reveal the physical differences between conservative and liberal brains. University researchers in New York and California found that when college students who called themselves liberals were confronted with a need to change their behavior, as in getting cues that they were pressing the wrong button and should press a different button, they tended to change their minds and start pressing the correct button, whereas the conservatives tended to stick with the response they were used to, despite all the cues to press a different button. The conclusion was that whether it's nature or nurture, the brains of liberals and conservatives are just flat out wired differently. This, of course, has created unending controversy in the blogosphere, most of it along the lines that it's just one more liberal attempt to ridicule conservatives as too stubborn. Conservatives insist that what the brain researchers might describe as reluctance to change or stubbornness might be better described as loyalty and consistency. Of course, if you believe the study, that's just what you'd expect a conservative to say, even if it's completely wrong. However, if you believe the study, as long as conservatives say it often enough, liberals will pick up the cues and change their minds and become conservatives, except that by the act of becoming conservatives, they would be proving how liberal they are. You see? Well, it's all very clear to me. Actually, I think the most startling revelation of this research into the brains of conservatives and liberals is that neither side realized the other side actually had any. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.